Okay, I'm going to see how Boss Jock does with road noise, because one of the things I would use a phonic for is it does cut out a little bit of the road noise. I mean, you can still hear it, but it's not quite as bad, so it'll be interesting to see how this works. Hey, it's Phoneboy, and this is episode 202 of Phoneboy Speaks. Siri, you understand me. That's what this is about. And so yesterday I was working on my lawn, mowing it, and yet at the same time I was also helping Ludolphus, who's a developer on app.net, with his apps Chimp and Files, and they're. I think this just morning he submitted files 1.1 to the App Store. That's going to be a very nice file management app that adds a whole bunch of new features over the initial release that was a week or two old now, I guess. And then there's a microblogging app called Chimp. They both share a lot of the same code, and so we were discussing. Yeah, over instant message or direct message and or the pattern channel we were discussing different little bugs that he was trying to get fixed before release. And of course during that time I've only got one hand because I've got to keep at least one hand on the lawnmower, and so I decided to try Siri to do voice dictation, and despite the fact that the lawnmower was going, Siri worked, and it actually worked really well. I mean, it wasn't just like a little bit, right? You know, I mean, as with any voice dictation, sometimes you have to make some minor corrections, and the corrections, most of the ones that it knew that it needed to make, it offered them. There's a couple ones I had to change because I said something weird, but it's not a big deal. I mean, I did not have to. I didn't have to like rewrite complete sentences unless I accidentally said it wrong, which does happen sometimes. Anyway, I like it. I mean, it's actually a useful tool. And I've used Siri while driving a couple of times for responding to text messages, but this is the first time I'd really did a lot of just actual using it. In a huge stretch like that, because usually if I do text messages, they're usually very short, like yes, no, maybe, or I'll be there in 5 minutes or something. So I'm not really using it that much. But when I'm, in this case, I used it to dictate, whole sentences. And yeah, you have to think about it. It's weird when you speak into voice dictation, it doesn't know where to put sentences. You still have to say comma and exclamation point, period, that kind of stuff. So you have to think in sentences, which is kind of weird. But anyway, it actually did really well in terms of just picking up my voice and doing stuff with it. And yeah, I actually think it's a fantastic tool. And yes, it's going to get better in iOS 7. I was doing this on my iPhone 4S with iOS 6. And yeah, you got to have a good internet connection, which is, I guess, one of the other challenges of using Siri, is that it doesn't do it on device. And part of that is because that there's, I guess, more cloud intelligence involved at this point. And yes, while mobile phones have gotten really powerful in terms of processing power, they're still not quite there yet on their own. So, cloud assisted is going to be big, not just for voice recognition, but for a lot of other technologies these days. So anyway, that's my take on Siri. And yes, it's gotten better, and I will probably use it more now that I know that it actually works pretty well. And, I hope you all have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.